This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locatora Radio. Locatora Radio. Mommies of myth and bullshit. A radiophonic novela.
Locatora Radio, hosted by
Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to season 5 of Locatora Radio, Podcasteras Peligrosas. Listen at your own risk.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela, which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
Welcome to season 5, our 100th episode.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we discussed a really exciting, controversial, and intriguing topic, and that is fake Tinas. If you haven't had a chance to listen, I highly recommend tuning into Capítulo 99. It's kind of saucy. We talk about some of the most notorious blackfishing, brown fishing, fake Tinas who've made news recently. Make sure to check that out. We also include a sneak peek of our brand new Patreon exclusive interview with Elora Casados, who plays the role of Jackie Ontiveros on Mystery Glacius on Netflix. So make sure you head to Patreon and subscribe, become a patron to access that interview with Elora.
And also, as a quick reminder, you can follow us across all socials. We're everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook at Locatora_radio. And we're also on Clubhouse, and we will be launching or announcing a couple of rooms that we will be hosting in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you follow us on socials to keep up with that.
And of course, if you're looking for a findom drain and aspire to be our human wallet, you can escort yourself right on over to our Venmo and donate at Locatora-Radio. And I just want to say that every time we remind our listeners that we are an indie podcast and we do this shit for free, every time we invite you to donate to our Venmo, you know who donates? You know who donates every time? The women. The women.
The women.
And the queers. And I've had about enough of it. You love us way too much and we love you for it, but we need our male listeners, our cishet, male, masculine of center, privileged ass motherfuckers who probably jerk off to the sounds of our voices. You need to hit the Venmo. We are talking to you. We're going to talk more about fundraising and giving us money later, but I want to lay the foundation for that conversation and say thank you to our women, to our queer folks who listen. We love you all. We appreciate your support. We see you. But every time we get a donation from one of you, we're like, oh my God, why?
Yes, your donation does not go unnoticed, but it is always a good day to give your money to women, especially if you are a straight cis man.
Especially.
That's it. That's what it comes down to. Also, another reminder, shifting gears, and talking about women-owned, Latina-owned everything, you can get 15% off of your purchase from Latina-owned makeup brand Viva Cosmetics. Head on over to vivacosmetics.com and use our affiliate code to get some money off of your next purchase, off of your next lipsticks, cremosa lipsticks, get matte lipsticks, all of it, highlighter, they have it all. You can use the code LocatoraRadio15.
And as a reminder, Viva Cosmetics are mask proof. And we encourage the wearing of masks, but we also encourage, like, being a baddie at all times. So, like, we highly endorse all things Vive.
Yes, we do. Shout out Vive, because Vive has been, like, mentors / peers for, like, the past couple of years, like, as Locatora became more of a business and professionalized, like Leslie especially has guided us and helped us and mentored us. So shout out Vive. The partnership, the community is real. This is not just an ad. But speaking of, you know, we're going to get into the carne of today's episode because we have a lot to talk about. It's our 100th episode. We want to take it back from the beginning and also look forward to what's next for Locatora Radio.
100%. We are 100 episodes old. We are not a baby podcast. We are mature. We do this. Like, we've done it at least 100 times. And we're going to take a walk down memory lane with you all. And some of you have been here since episode one. You've been here since Loca Epistemologies, like the day that it came out and the day that we launched the Instagram. And some of you were in high school and were literal children and we low-key raised you, we're mothers. So we're here to honor and celebrate that. And we just have a couple of questions that we're going to ask each other to talk about the good, the bad, the awkward, the broke, because it was never ugly, but there were times where we were hungover. There were times where we had no money, but yes, always thriving and pushing towards this moment right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one of the, I think, not talked about things, right? Or it's not spoken about as often when you are a founder of something, a creator of something, is like, we like tell ourselves a lot, like, okay, this is temporary. Like, this is temporary. Like, during the hard moments, the broke moments, the low moments, the restless, tired nights, right? Where we were both like working our 9-to-5s and like staying up late to like prep for Locatora Live, and we were exhausted and had bags under our eyes. We would like tell each other, like, this is temporary. Like, this is gonna like be a full-time thing. This is gonna be lucrative. And we weren't doing it for it to be lucrative, right? That's never been the goal. But along the way, it became a full-fledged business, right? And so we're going to, let's start from the beginning and why we launched Locatora Radio. What was like the driving force for you, Mala?
Well, I mean, you, honestly, because I would not have started a podcast on my own unless like somebody had asked. So really, I think that like meeting each other and becoming friends was definitely what allowed all of this to happen. because, and we've talked about this before in bits and pieces, you know, like at this stage of the game, like I'm 29, I've started all kinds of projects and things and stuff, but very few maintain and like grow. But this has, right? Because whatever it is, we just work well together. And like this podcast was going to get made. Like it's like it has a life of its own and it's going to find a way to get made. And we're just like the puppets of Locatora. Like,
yes, that is so true. Yeah, no, I, you know, had this idea to start a podcast and like I always like to shout out the podcasters that were doing it before we were, and one of them was Radio Menea, because they are journalists, they're both writers, they've both been in organizing activist spaces, and then they also started a podcast. And so when I first started listening to them, to me it was like the most accessible thing, in the sense that I was like, well, they have jobs and they have a podcast, so that's something I could do, right? And so when I presented the idea to Mala, you know, it just made sense. It was a perfect fit. And it really, like Mala said, just took on a life of its own. And we are the puppets of Locatora Radio, because it was going to get made. It was going to happen. It was just like, you know, not to be like cheesy, but it's just like the timing, the cosmicness of it all, you know. It was supposed to happen when it did. And it's thrived because it was supposed to, and we're here because it was supposed to get us here.
Yes, I agree completely. We had no way of knowing back then that we would end up where we are now. I don't think the idea of putting out 100 episodes ever crossed our minds. I don't think we had an end goal or like a vision. And again, there was a point where I think you started talking about like, imagine where we are, where we could be in a year with this, you know, imagine like, and I remember being like, oh, she's thinking of this, like, this is like a thing, like this, you know, and I hadn't, for me, I was like, okay, we get together and we put on, like, it's fun, like, you know, and you were like talking about it in these very sort of aspirational and professional and like business-like terms. And I had never considered that podcasting. I didn't know. I was very uneducated about the podcasting space. So I didn't realize that this thing could become, we're talking about brands and selling ad spaces and talking to networks, and we have attorneys, and we have a website, and it's a whole thing, you know, and we have a team. So yeah, it's been definitely a learning process for sure.
Yeah, because I think even when we first started, and I would think like in a year from now, it was never from like a business sense. It was always from like a community measure. Like if at this point, 6 months in, we have all these women and femmes, community folks resonating with the podcast, imagine where it'll take us in a year. And you know, so, and I think that that's why it's worked, because we didn't set out to be a brand. And like, that's what I really try to emphasize every time we do any type of podcasting workshop, is like, you can tell when folks are trying to be a brand, they want the podcast to be a business, you know, and there are pros and cons to that, right? And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Oftentimes I've seen that it doesn't work. And I think that that's why we have been really successful, because we weren't trying to make a lot of money off of it. We weren't trying to like be phony or fake or like gain quote followers. It was about community, and like we're still rooted in that. So, you know, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because I think now, you know, I spend so much time online, and a lot of the online spaces that I find myself in are like related to digital creativity, arts and entertainment, podcasting, but also now small businesses and, you know, getting funding and pitching and growing your idea, all these things, because that's the other side of what we're doing. That like now I think that has been the hardest part for us, is taking the like raw idea that is like based in fun and our friends and our community, and realizing like, oh, it's become this big thing, and like we have to professionalize and we have to address and cover the business side of it. I think it's been the hardest part, you know?
It has. It's been the most challenging part because we didn't set off to do that. And so I think now it's like going, if I were to give us advice, like if I were to know all that I know now back then, I would say like, give your guest a release form. Don't play fucking Rihanna or Beyonce on your podcast episodes for the full length of the song. Right. You know, like those things. Because we really had no idea what we were doing or where it would go. And so, like, that's the advice I would give us now is, like, don't play copyright music, girl. Like,
yeah.
Create your own songs, which we had the jingle, but it's like, at the time, it's like, oh, yeah, what's wrong with playing Beyonce or Selena?
You're stealing right to jail.
Exactly, exactly. We weren't thinking of copyright and this, that, and the other. I also like that we do just enough research to like get the thing done, but we don't over research. And I think that that can be like, I feel like it can be something that holds you back sometimes. Like, oh, I don't know every inch of this thing backwards and forwards. Like I can't speak on it or work with it. But I think that this project has also taught me like, it's okay to just like do it and just put it out there. And we'll figure out the rest later. It's going to work out, you know?
Well, I think the thing too is like, even if you do know everything, you're never going to cover it all in 50 minutes to an hour. So whenever like people, listeners or folks on Instagram comment and say like, oh, but you didn't cover this, right? Or what did you think about this? And I'm like, yeah, maybe we thought about it or maybe we didn't. Maybe it just slipped our minds during the actual recording process, right? And so a lot of the times it's just like, well, we can't cover everything because a lot of the topics that we cover can be their own podcast series, right? Or shows. And we have 50 minutes to cover an extensive list of things. And sometimes we are going to miss things, right? And so we appreciate when y'all are like, hey, this would have been a great addition. But also, you know, we can't cover everything all the time.
Yeah. And like, I love to remind you all, this shit is still free. We're going to address that in the second half of today's episode. But yeah, it's true. And I think about back in the day when we were still recording at Espacio 1839, we were quite often showing up to record this podcast a little hungover, a little sleep deprived. Maybe yes. A little blazed, you know what I mean? So, again, like, we're having serious discussions or talking about tough things, but we're also just kind of shooting the shit and just chatting, you know? Like, we're not defending a thesis on the podcast.
Right.
And that's why I appreciate the format also.
Yeah, it's audio art. It's an archive. You know, I can like look, I can hear certain episodes and be like, wow, we were like partying all night the night before we recorded this. And Mala had to go and get us coffee and like trenzas from La Monarca because we were like dying and we needed sustenance. You know, it's like, Those are like the little behind the scenes things that like you'll never know, but we know what happened the day of.
Yeah. Okay, other behind the scenes, because I miss this and I'll be messy and share this because I'm bored and I need a little drama in my life. So the other behind the scenes tidbit, when we used to record at Espacio 1839, there was a gentleman. He still exists.
Yes.
A gentleman who, you know, works at a local food business. And
right.
And this establishment is close enough to Espacio that, like, you know, we would go being all cute and put in our food orders and kind of like flirt with him, verbally abuse him a little bit, like in front of his clientele. But he loved it. And then he would like deliver our lunch to us and like bring it over and like walk it over to make sure that we ate while we're like setting up and outlining and like we're like testing the audio. He's like, here's your lunch, girls.
Yes.
And then we ran into him once at a party.
Lots of times I feel we've run into him drunk.
Every time.
Drunk and messy.
Every time we saw him out at a party, we were fucked up. And then he would see us recording and we would like come in and like, we need tacos. Can I get the burrito bowl and a large kale juice, please? Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what would happen.
So shout out to him, unnamed man, who fed the podcast. He never gave us a free meal, never a discount, but he would deliver the food. And for that, we appreciate him.
No, I would tell him all the time because he wouldn't give us free chips. And I'd be like, dude.
And that's why we're not going to shout out the name of his business.
Yeah. I would be like, come on, dude. Like, we come here all the time. Like, we have a rapport. You can't give us tortilla chips for free.
No, we would have given him a free ad on the podcast. And probably. I hope you're listening. You know who you are.
He knows who he is. He likes to troll the IG sometimes.
He likes to troll the IG. But you know what? I don't think he would ever sit through this much of an episode, to be honest with you.
I don't think so either. He'll never know that this happened.
It's a love-hate relationship. If anybody can guess who this is, DM us, but don't write it publicly because we would be embarrassed. We would be embarrassed.
Pretty much, yeah. Yes.
That being said,
we, you know, prior to the pandemic, we're recording at Espacio for about 3 years. And in all of that, right, in the past 4 years, almost 4.5 years, we've, you know, gone all across the country, have delivered keynotes, facilitated workshops at different universities like Stanford, Northwestern, Williams, UCLA, USC. Shout out to all the students that have invited us all across the country. It's like even hard to think about like a favorite trip, you know, but like one of my favorites was like Wisconsin, going to Wisconsin.
Was it Wisconsin that we went to?
Yeah, we went to Milwaukee. Isn't that in Wisconsin?
Oh, I guess so. Is it?
That's been its own thing. It's like traveling and we're like, we don't know where the fuck we're going. It's true. Mala really never knows where we're going. She's just like, where is this on the map? Well, we both are like, where is this on the map?
Yeah. That was fun.
Been to Milwaukee, been to Texas. That was one of my favorites too. Texas was so much fun. We've been to lots of places. We have yet to go to like New York. That was like a goal for 2020, but life had other plans. But yeah, we've been lots of places.
Oregon was cool.
Oregon was the first out of state gig that we had.
The students were
chill. And so I'll never
forget
that. The students were great.
They were very chill. They like took us to a really good ramen place by campus. They were very fun. I liked Williams too because I didn't realize how far up in the mountains Williams was. And then when we got there, it was like, oh my God, we're really going into the wilderness.
Yes. That and then being in Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was wild.
Shout out to Karina, longtime listener, and also invited us out to Charlottesville, where she lives now. She's from California. Yeah, we've been to lots of places and it's been really exciting. It's been really great.
Chicago was so fun.
Chicago was so much fun. Our broke trip.
That might have been one of my favorites.
That was a lot of fun. We almost missed our flight back. We had no money.
No money. We had $0. Like, and in our personal accounts, as well as the podcast account, just no dollars.
We had this like speaking fee, like we had a check, you know, but it's like it wasn't in our account yet. And
it was just the kindness of people around us who like,
it got us through.
And we didn't have to like really ask anyone for anything.
We didn't ask anyone.
Everyone offered us, even down to like just rides, like the ride from the bar at the end of the night to get hamburgers. My friend Lou drove us. He bought us food. He got us to our hotel. Your friend got us to the airport, got us lunch. And all these people, they offered, oh, I got it. I got it. I'll take you guys. I'll get you lunch.
Nobody knew we were broke. We didn't tell anybody. We both knew. But we didn't tell anybody, like, hey, can you spot me? Hey, can you get me? Nadie supo nada. It was just us. We knew, and Mala posted when we got to the airport. We got to Chicago and we were waiting for our Uber to take us to the hotel, where also our Uber driver hit a pedestrian.
Oh my god! Tell the story.
Wait. Before we got there, we're waiting for our Uber, right? And we're like, okay, we're broke. I left my credit cards in LA. Let's like post on the Venmo. Maybe like some people will send us donations. The first person to send us a donation was our friend Javi, who, you know, has done lots of work for us, volunteer work for us. And he sent us a Venmo and was like, have a little cafecito on me. And we were like, Javi, no, like not you. Like, why would you send us money right now? And then we got into our Uber and our Uber driver hit a pedestrian and was like, oh, didn't see him there. Whoops.
It was crazy.
Old white man.
It was crazy. Because first of all, let me just say, it's never the ones who make all kinds of demands of us and demands of the audio and tell us what to say and record and criticize us. They're never the ones who donate money. Ever.
It's true.
It's always like our selfless, you know, generous friends.
Our friends, our listeners, like, that have been rocking with us. Because, like, here's the thing. It's like, we don't know all of our listeners, but we do know the ones that are, like, commenting all the time, posting, DMing, showing up at events. Like, we've been doing this for 4 years. We, like, recognize the names, you know? And so we know when, like, y'all are sending, like, multiple Venmo donations, like, within a year or within a couple months, like, kind of thing. Like, we do know that. We know that. And we're like, oh, look at so-and-so sent us, like, the sweet message and, like, X amount of dollars, you know? So, like, we notice. But it's true. It's never the ones that are talking shit that are sending the Venmo. Never the ones that are, like, criticizing the audio and are like, oh, here's $1,000 to pay your audio editor.
Exactly. Nope. You think good audio just comes out of nowhere? Like, what do you... good audio costs money, honey. So if you're going to complain, throw us a couple coins. Jesus Horatio Christ. Anyway. Anyways, we're in Chicago.
Moving on. We're in Chicago.
And so, what was so wild is the way that the Uber driver hit the pedestrian, I was like up against the window and his body rolled up against the window. And the way that the Uber driver said it was like, oh, he ran into me.
Yeah, he hit me. Also, Mala like only packed chanclas with her.
I forgot shoes. So
when we got to the hotel, she was like, I have to go to Target. And she like went and had to buy shoes with her last $20 basically.
Yeah. Like, they had, like, one pair of, like, size 7, like, black booties left.
On sale.
Like, on clearance that I could maybe afford. It was a mess, dude. It was a fucking mess. But we killed our presentation. We got in. We got out. Like, I remember being at lunch with your friend, like, our final meal there. And we're, like, eating. And I remember thinking to myself, how the fuck are we going to pay for this? And I looked over at you. And you were so hungover. You were done. Yosa was barely alive, you guys. Because we went out the night before and the peruanas bought Diosa so many shots of what? Pisco?
Of pisco. That I was
Diosa was dead. Done.
Dead. I was gone. Like the next day I was like, where am I? Who am I?
And in Chicago, they kept telling us, you guys need to try these fried pickles and cheese curds. So we're eating the fried pickles and cheese curds. And Diosa's like barely there. And this is Diosa's friend. And so I'm like, I don't know how we're going to pay for things. I'm eating the fried pickles and the cheese curds. But I'm like, we don't have money for these cheese curds. But I look over at Diosa and you seemed relaxed. You seemed like not that worried about it. So I was like, okay, like it's going to be okay. And then your friend offered to pay for everything. And it just worked. It was fine.
Oh my God. It was hilarious because she had no idea. She still doesn't know. If she listens, she'll know now. But she still does not know how broke we were. And she, like, offered to take us to the airport, bought us meals, like, bought us our lunch.
Thank God.
And then we almost missed our flight. She was like, oh, you can just come back with me. It's fine. You can just stay with me. Like, it would have been okay. But Mala was wearing this little dress and couldn't run across the airport.
It's
and
bad.
That was one of the funnest, wildest, brokest trips that we've been on.
Oh, yeah. We were, like, so late to catch our flight. And, like, I could not run. I was wearing one of those dresses that with every step, it rode all the way up. Like, my labia were, like, waving hello, like, to the people of Chicago. Like, it was stressful.
Nalgas were out that day.
And Neos was like, run. I'm like, I can't.
I was like, girl, you gotta run. And we get to the gate, and they're like, oh, we were about to give your seats up. Glad you made it.
But we did it. We pulled it off.
We did it. And I do want to share, like, that trip was, like, the most, that set the tier for, like, our speaking fee. That was, like, speaking at Northwestern was, like, the most we had ever been paid. And then that set the standard for, like, okay, this is our worth. Because people, that's the thing. Like, people tell you, this is what you're worth. You always have to ask for this. And then you do, and people are like, well, no, know? Yeah. And so then you're like, well, okay, fuck. Okay, let me ask for less then. But then once you actually do get paid what you are worth, you're like, okay, this is literally what I'm going to get paid now.
You must pay it to me.
It's very confusing. Or we're not doing it. Yeah, it's confusing. It's also confusing because nobody talks about money. And we'll do a money episode at some point. Because we've been in that space for about a year now where nobody wants to talk about money, but everyone wants to ask you for your budget.
So, that's okay. Yes, a money episode is very much needed, man. And there's still so much more to cover. We're, like, still in our nostalgia part of this episode. We have so much to talk about. One thing that we've also done multiple times that is a little bit of our pride and joy, and it's so sad we can't do this now, but Locatora Live, a podcast party. Our very first one was at Civic Center Studios.
Yeah, at Civic Center Studios, and we were joined by the lovely Maya Murillo and the very talented Curly Velasquez, and Curly likes to call it a baby shower. We did baby shower games.
Yeah.
But if you were there, you know, it was a Latinx variety show, and it was a lot of fun. It was our first live show, and we had an after party after, and seeing the way y'all, our listeners, our community showed up, we were like, oh, well, we need to make this a thing. And so then we did. And then after that, we had our second show. And that's when we had Jarena DeMarco and Julissa Calderon.
Yeah.
Also at Civic Center Studios.
And we love, love, love our DJs that always play our parties. DJ Zuri and DJ Sizzle Fantastic. They kill it every time. And those parties were so fun. Our very last Locatora Live, a podcast party, we did it in Boyle Heights at the Paramount, which is a legendary venue. And we actually showed a short film that we shot and created and starred in called Loquitas Anonymous. You can watch Loquitas Anonymous, actually. It's an 8-minute short. It's on YouTube. It's also on our IGTV. I recommend watching it on YouTube. It's really fun. Zuri is in it. DJ Zuri is in it. Also, Jen from the Block, Vanessa Romo, Crisol, Ethical Punk. Who else? The Troppy Gothis.
Amelie. Yes. A listener. Yeah, it's like a star-studded Latinx all-star cast.
And it's a sci-fi short. It's cute.
It's a sci-fi short. It's really cute. Mala created it. It's like was her concept that we like brought to life, and it's really beautiful. It's like something we want to continue filming at some point. And so we created that as like a proof of concept, and
yeah,
it was really fun. And so we based our third Locatora Live, a podcast party, off of that short. And we had DJ Zuri, DJ Sizzle, and DJ Funky Caramelo at the Paramount. And that was a lot of fun. It was great. And we had a panel and it was amazing. And that was the last live show that we did.
Yeah, it was. Sadly. And now we're still doing like talks and things like that. But we've had to kind of shift our programming focus away from the parties and the university talks. And now we're doing things like recording more episodes and selling ad space and, you know, creating merch, like finding other ways to grow the podcast since the in-person stuff isn't really possible for us right now.
Podcasteras peligrosas.
Before we get into looking at Locatora in the future, mm-hmm. we do want to go over some podcast glow-ups.
Oh my God, yes, so many. And
talk about some famously bad audio before our amazing, talented audio editor, Jordan, joined our team. And so one of, I think, the worst episodes, quality-wise, audio-wise... was actually a favorite episode of mine, which was a Gentified episode that we did with Marvin and Linda Yvette Chavez. And they were amazing. They were so talented. They dropped so much insight. And this was like at the height of the at the beginning of the pandemic. And Zoom was like crashing. Like, this is like when Zoom was like inundated. It didn't have the proper software updates, right? To like handle all these people on it. And the quality was like, it was very glitchy. And that's like probably one of the saddest things, is because it was such a good episode and the quality was so bad because of Zoom. And so that's like one example of like a glow up from then to now.
Oh, yeah. And like, we've had listeners tell us over the years that the audio is not bad. Like, they comment and it's like, yes, that is true. That feedback is valid. So we're super happy to be in a place where we can bring on a team. You know, we can work with an audio editor like Jordan and compensate her for her skill and for her time. And it's reflected, I think, now in the audio. The audio does sound way better. And as podcasters, it is audio art. So I guess it matters, like the sound quality.
It matters, I guess.
But
the shit is still free, as Mala always likes to say.
Yeah. But it sounds good now.
Sounds good now.
Yes, we also like other things. Our website is gorgeous. Mariana, our web designer, is top tier, and she's very talented. And she brought our online shop to life, and she built it from the ground up so we can get all of our Locatora merch to you all. We love that.
Yes. And we are also active on Patreon. We have been airing interviews with Patreon exclusive guests like Elora Casados. We did a panel conversation with Melina Bobadilla, Gata of Reggaeton con la Gata, Crisol, Yvette Montoya, aka Yvette Actually, and us on Patreon. And we talked about Selena the series. And that was an amazing conversation. And then prior to that, Mala and I have done like Zoom calls with our patrons. And that's always really cute to like, and fun to like get to know our patrons in a more intimate way.
Yeah, our patrons are cool. We want to thank our patrons for also supporting us and supporting the work and wanting more Locatora, which is always exciting. We also want to thank, speaking of the merch that we sell, our designer, Micah Amaro, who is a very talented artist, and she helps take our ideas and our sayings and she brings them to life so that we can create the cute merch that you all have been buying and wearing, and we love that. Everything from the stickers to the Look Good, Talk Mean, All Baddies Go to Heaven stuff. That's Micah's, so check her out as well. Yeah, we have a team now, which I think is the ultimate glow up, is like all these people are part of our team. Jessica, Red Heart Media, who did our season 5 visuals. I think these are, I've loved all of our visuals and all the photographers we've worked with, but this just really kind of screams to me like, we have arrived, we have come into our own, like, boom, you know?
Yeah, season 5 visuals to me scream like boss bitches. They know what they're doing. They have arrived. They're in it to win it. Like, that's what I think of when yes. I see season 5. And they also, like, fuck respectability politics. We're, you know, in lingerie.
Yeah.
And we're glamorous. And we're still doing it.
Yeah. And we've been wanting to do lingerie shoots for some time now. We've been talking about it. It's definitely been in the plans. And this seemed like as good a time as any when I showed, and our moms had very different responses. When I showed my mom the photo shoot, she said, and what really, like, is the point of the lingerie? What was the reason behind the lingerie? And I couldn't really give her an answer other than, like, because we wanted to.
Like, yeah, because literally because we wanted to. That was the reason. That was the motivating factor.
What did your mom say?
My mom loved it. She was like, oh my God, Mala's legs look amazing.
Love.
You look amazing. Like, she was just praise on praise on praise on praise. She loved it. Of course, we, like, didn't show my dad. And she was like, what is, like, my, well, she was asking me, like, what is my partner gonna say? Like, and he was like, oh, it looks, everyone looks like, y'all both look amazing. Like, everyone, this is, like, a great concept. He saw it. Praise on my end, which is good. It's good to know. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me also. Like, if my mom had had that reaction, like your mom, Mala, like, I would have been like, yeah, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. Like, as moms, I'm like, okay, right. Yeah, I see it.
She didn't hate it. She was just like, so what direction are you guys taking this podcast?
What was the concept?
Yeah. She's like, just explain it to me. Explain it to me like I'm a child because I don't get it.
That's so funny.
But yes, yeah. So we have just, I'm very proud of us. We've glowed up, like, I think in all ways at this point.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And we are ready for the next glow up. And so the next glow up, we are launching Locatora Productions.
You heard it here first, like, literally. We've told people behind the scenes here and there. We've been sharing as we've been working on it. But essentially, if you've been following us and listening, then what you've heard over the years is essentially the building of a production company. We described our team and our process and our method and how we built it. And what we are is an in-house production, a podcast production company. So we're formalizing it. We're taking ourselves seriously. We are getting our LLC in order. We have a team of attorneys. We have our trademark. We are looking to grow this business into something amazing. And we want to keep podcasting and we want to keep making short films and whatever else is in store for us. So to do that, we need money. And famously, we have done this with no money. But there comes a time in every, like, small business's life that, you know, we realize that we need to crowdfund. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're launching our very first crowdfund. So in alignment with our 100th episode, we're announcing that we are starting our road to $100,000. We are launching an iFundWomen campaign. in the hopes of crowdfunding $100,000 towards the creation of Locatora Productions. And Diosa is going to tell us a little bit more about what that $100,000 is going to cover. Like, how does that help us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, as many of you know, Locatora is completely self-funded. We're an independent podcast. We don't work with a network. We don't have angel investors. We don't have seed money. We have completely put our own money into the podcast. And then once we started making money with our speaking gigs, our merch sales, our virtual webinars, and all of that good stuff, it's all gone straight back into production cost. And so realistically, we don't get paid to produce, to write, to host Locatora Radio. And that has been the driving force of why, up until recently, we both worked full time. Mala is officially a full time employee of Locatora Radio, which is exciting. But that is a big reason why we are launching Locatora Productions, to not only pay ourselves, but also pay our team well. We have an audio editor, we have a graphic designer, we have a web designer, we have a photo visual person, Jessica of Red Heart Media. And we also want to hire more people on. Because with launching Locatora Radio Productions or Locatora Productions, that means that we will be creating more podcasts, which means a bigger team, which means more producers, which means more audio editors, researchers, and that also means that we will not always be hosting a podcast on Locatora Productions. It means that we will be seeking out new and original talent to create their own podcasts with Locatora Productions.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and you see the vision and you're interested in helping out and supporting, remember to subscribe to Locatora Radio. First and foremost, if you're not already subscribing, do that. That's a major way to help an indie podcast really get it on its land legs. And follow the Instagram. You can sign up to receive our newsletter, Besitos. And if you are following all these channels, then you are gonna know about the opportunity to donate to our crowdfund the minute it goes live. So we want to encourage everybody to check out our iFund Women crowdfunding campaign. And we also want to share a little bit of a little more of a behind the scenes into why it's so important for us to remain indie and to create our own production studio and to own our own material. So as we've sort of shared and hinted at, we have been in talks with different podcasting networks for the sake of transparency as listeners. I think it's important for you to understand how tricky this landscape can be and why we keep doing this indie thing the way we do it. So we've talked to the major networks, right? And we have a lot of hope that we can create something with a major podcasting network. But something that they don't always tell you when it comes to the idea of creating with a network or with a studio is that a network or a studio that picks up your project is going to want to make a profit off of your project. And that can sometimes come with networks and studios desiring to own 50% of your project, even if it's a completely original idea. In our case, Locatora Radio, right? Or wanting to also take a percentage of the ad sales that a podcast might be selling on their project, right? Taking advantage of existing subscribers and listeners, brand recognition and traffic, stuff that we have worked for years at this point to cultivate. And it gets to a point where you realize that if the networks and the studios are interested in your project, it's because they see a long-term financial gain potentially from owning your project, as a property or as an asset. And for us, it's so important that we own everything, even if that means saying no sometimes to really enticing offers to work with a brand or a network, or not being afraid to negotiate and to push back and to really stand firm on our boundaries and our terms. And that's kind of what we've been going through recently behind the scenes. And I think that every conversation we've had with our network has affirmed our need to keep being indie and to raise this money on our own and to establish our studio for ourselves. Honestly, there's from what we're seeing, I feel like there's no other way to do it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting and enticing when this like really big network is after you and pursuing you and courting you and doing the whole thing. But the devil is in the detail, right? And so sometimes the best contracts or the most exciting and ideas or scenarios aren't actually the most beneficial to you long term. And so we are committed to continuing the mission of Locatora Radio, which is to archive the legacies, geniuses, and brilliance of women and femmes of color. That is the core of Locatora and what we want to continue to do with not only our own podcast, but with future shows that we create either for ourselves, for Locatora Productions, as a part of Locatora Radio, and also future shows that we produce for other talent and host.
Absolutely. And we are constantly looking at our Instagram feeds, our Twitter feeds, honestly, the pool of people who listen to us and follow us. And we're always thinking about like, wow, this person would make a great podcast host. This person would be great on a podcast. I would love to hear a podcast by this person. So we're always like ojitos out there, honestly, like scouting for talent and thinking about like as a production company, wanting to create new podcasts that are completely different than this one, right? But like somehow in the universe and in alignment with like our basic mission, we are always like talking about the possibilities for new shows, you know, different genres and scripted and with different talent. So just know that like we're out here and we want to work with new people to create new art. And that's part of the reason why we're launching this crowdfunding campaign so that we can feasibly get high quality projects made. Because as we've learned, it takes money to create a high quality podcast with staying power and really get it out there in the way that art deserves to be publicized, right? So we also want to share with you some quick statistics on female founders, women in podcasting, to kind of give you some perspective of the landscape that we're entering into and why it's so tough and rare, honestly, for podcasters like us to do what it is that we're doing.
Yeah, so 72% of women founders cite lack of access to capital as the number one barrier to starting a business. Also, 31% of women cite lack of access to a support system, community, and connections to help them level up as another huge barrier to launching a business. And finally, 49% of women cite lack of access to coaches and mentors who have been there, done that as a major barrier. And that is very true for the podcasting industry. Specifically, we know that it is dominated by white men. And while there are women of color podcasting companies that have launched, there is still not enough of them. And we are very excited to be joining the amazing list of podcasts, companies and networks that are founded by women. There are quite a few in the Latinx space. And by quite a few, I mean like four, you know, but that's amazing for the space. Yeah. And we want more of them.
Yeah, of course, there's folks like Maria Hinojosa at Futuro, and they've been killing the podcasting game. We were excited to chat with Julio over at Latino Rebels, which started out as an indie podcast, and they're like 10 years into their podcasting game and they're on a network now at Futuro, which is cool. We also, you know, like Twyla Dang over at Matriarch, another women of color indie podcasting production company, and they have a whole slate. There's Lori Martinez at Ochenta Studios, like a London, a Paris-based Latinx podcasting company. So the people are out there, like it's out, the work is out there, is being done, and we want to join their ranks, these are our peers. And so we take lots of inspiration from them. We also encourage you to check them out to kind of like see the vision and what it is that we're aiming to do with our little project over here. And yeah, thank you again for supporting us. We are working to raise $100,000. We hope that you can help. We also have some really cool incentives for folks who donate at different tiers. We are hooking up with different friends and community members who are artists and creatives and business owners themselves, and they're donating some gorgeous work So if you donate, you will likely also get some Locatora merch and some other free art to go along with your donation.
Yeah, and we, of course, you know, thank y'all for getting us this far and making this work so amazing and worth it, honestly. And also just want to thank the mentors and friends that have helped us along the way. We mentioned Viva Cosmetics at the beginning of the episode, and that is so true. They have definitely helped us and mentored us and given us amazing advice. Lala Romero from Belladonna has also been a mentor to us among many of the women that have helped us along the way. So just know that we are not alone in this.
Not at all. Not at all. So thank you. There are so many more people we could thank. It's like we're accepting a Grammy at this moment.
There's just a lot of people that have helped us along the way to stay true to who we are and like encourage us. Because when a network is offering you money, it's very compelling. It's very enticing, exciting, you know, but yeah, we want to stay true to who we are.
Sometimes you have to say no. And that about concludes our 100th episode. Thank you so much. This was a very meaty episode. We had a lot to talk about. We love you. We appreciate you. Please donate to our crowdfund so Diosa can quit her job.
Yes, help me. No, no, but really, yeah, thank you for supporting us. If you can't share, if you can't donate, no worries. Feel free to share with your networks. Send to your white friends, your rich friends.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
You know, all of them. There's a cute little video that accompanies the crowdfunding campaign. So we're going to be sharing that on the Instagram as well.
Yeah. And those of you, okay, we know some of our listeners probably work in finance and VCs and this, that. We know we have listeners in high places. So if you are one of those listeners, just slip the crowdfund to somebody whose pocket spilleth over, you know? If you know one of those people, just...
Yeah, if you know Mark Cuban, send it to him.
You know? All right, everybody. Remember to leave a comment. Let us know what you thought of this episode. Subscribe, follow, share, and that's all.
Besitos. Besitos.
Locatora Radio. Bullshit. A radiophonic novella.
Locatora Radio, hosted by
Mala Munoz
and Diosa Fem.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.